From The Hangover?
Yeah.
You look good.
Thanks, dog.
Usually when someone's hungover, they're weak in the eyes. Your eyes are blazing with intensity. Your eyes are blazing with intensity of purpose right now.
My purpose is to fucking plow through this podcast so I can play video games quietly.
Yeah, it'd be fun, though, if we die and like you get to actually do like the real life review they talk about. It'd just be hours of just like, why are you sitting on a couch? Like, it was like talking. It was like a podcast kind of thing.
It helped people. Some people it helped.
Well, people had really boring jobs.
There was also people that fucking hated us.
Yeah. People's work was so boring that rather than sitting there focusing on their tasks, they would talk about people talking about, listen to people talking about nothing.
For my life, yeah.
That does give me a joy, though. It gives me a perverse satisfaction.
What?
That, like, cause I've always hated every job I've ever been at, and the fact that we can mentally liberate people for just 2 hours.
Fuck yeah.
I do enjoy that.
That was when I got into Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
I had a job. My friend Brendan hooked it up right when I moved to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any jobs, and he was a manager at an apartment complex, and he was like, I need somebody to just come assemble fucking IKEA furniture in every single room of this gigantic complex day after day. Just show up, put together, and all I did was listen to podcasts, and I actually
kind of nice.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Just listening to it. I didn't, the joy of podcasts.
It is a joy. Sorry, you triggered me. I was thinking of IKEA. You said assemble IKEA furniture. I was just thinking of my wife yelling at me about the instructions the whole time. She's always like, you got to read the instructions. And I'm always like, fuck that. And then I fuck the couch up. Yeah. I do. I bring myself a world of pain.
I have
every time.
Every single one up.
I told her that's the point of it. I was like, then you realize you fuck it up and then you fully comprehend the couch. I was like, if I just do the instructions, I'll never comprehend
then
the
you
couch.
Comprehend the
you
couch.
Fully see it, dude. You go,
might be Oppenheimer. You are Oppenheimer. I'm telling you. I saw Oppenheimer. I was like, Matt can never see this movie. He's going to get into quantum.
I got to see it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever put together one piece of furniture without it being completely fucked.
Yeah.
And I don't fix it.
You leave.
I'll have a fucked up piece of furniture in my house for 4 years.
Just a tilted just table with legs.
I'll be like, you
up.
Can't sit on that.
Yeah, like, don't touch that.
Just put together a chair that just, it's a decorative chair at this point.
Yeah, she crushes me with that. Because there's sometimes I'll like, I put together stuff, like outdoor stuff, and she's like, you're missing this bar. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like.
You don't even need that.
Structurally, it's not totally needed. You didn't even notice.
Yeah.
So, but over time, I'm like, we're going to throw this out in 6 months. It's IKEA furniture.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, we're going to fucking break this. Someone's going to sit on this. It's going to break, and we're going to throw it out and forget about this chair forever. Isn't that weird, though? I thought about that before, how, like, as stuff, there's, like, more stuff to be had, but I feel like stuff is genuinely getting kind of shittier. Like, couches are shittier and cheaper. Because every company is trying, this couch is obviously a classic Italian leather, but every company tries to go for
the most expensive item I have.
The couch is beautiful.
It's actually a nightmare of a couch.
Oh, this couch is comfy.
It's comfy to lay, but to sit with like your seat.
Yeah, to conduct business. Yeah,
conducting business in this couch. This is a, this is a Turkish couch, dude. This is a lounging man's couch.
Just like an opium den couch.
Oh, yeah.
So I should have just eat figs. No, but dude, it's like as every company strives to further the bottom line, everything gets shittier. Like yeah. Every house has plastic composite floors, which by the way are good for flooding. I'll give them that. But it's like everything gets shittier and faker. So then, like as people get like trillionaires, we'll just be buying like Lego houses in the future.
Yeah.
It's like jerking off into a virtual sock, which.
What the fuck?
Now that I say that.
Did you prepare that?
No. I think about this all the time. Every time I go into IKEA,
it's
I'm just like.
Off into a virtual sock. But where's the cum go then? It's on your fucking
into
plastic,
another dimension, dude.
On a plastic floor.
True. Actually, you think they'd come up with like a strict containment thing for that.
Jizz?
Yeah. We're in the wild, wild west of jizz containment. You think it'd be like a
dude, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. By the way, to the folks listening, I woke up at 1.
Yes.
I woke up to they're here. I was like, oh shit.
Anyway. Yeah. To be fair, I'm jarred out of sleep every single day. I got woken up today with my kid just
this kids in your face,
banging
right?
her head. No, they're in the room. They're totally contained and locked up. I woke up to this. My one daughter's going, oh, and is hitting her head against the door. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. You just wake up like, you look at a monitor and like, oh, fuck.
She's slamming her head against the wall. Fuck, we got to get in there.
I'm pretty sure that's a bad thing.
That's bad.
It's a hollow door, so you just kind of sit against it and you go, boom.
Yeah.
Just rocking it. It's like, dude, calm the fuck
on. And those kids, do they have a concept of the surveillance state that they live in?
Yeah. They think, my daughter thinks that she
You're
thinks,
big brother, dude. You're...
Big daddy.
She thinks
she thinks there's a robot that watches her in her room that we can like we'll talk in a robot voice like Maya, please go to the bathroom, and she'll like she listens to this fucking robot. But if I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, Daddy, come down here right now. So you have to do a robot voice, and she's like, yes, robot. And she's so nice to this fake robot.
That's how that guy tricked that. Remember that fucking. Like, there was a Netflix show about a guy who tricked a girl. He was like, he fucked like the whole family. And then he said he was an alien or something.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. No, you told me about that. He said he was an alien. And then he like jerked her dad off.
Him and the dad jerked each other off. He fucked the mom. He fucked the whole family.
If somebody hacked that surveillance thing, it's like, this actually is a robot. I could see myself stumbling into a gay hand job. It's being like, hold on, who's out there?
Just watching TV. Oh.
That guy wasn't wrong for that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wait, you're an alien? I'd be like, you need a sample?
I mean, the fact that he played the dad, he jerked the dad off and then fucked the guy's kids. He fucked the guy's kids, his wife.
Damn, oh my all God. All the dad had to do was just say no to that hand job.
I know.
All he had to
but
do.
But once he said yes to the hand job, he was locked in.
He's locked in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, I like where you were headed with cum containment and the future of this nation.
I'm saying you think there'd be a little thing. Like sheets could absorb or repel it. Or just like mercury, it would all just bead together real quick and just, you know, like quicksilver.
Cum?
Yeah. They figure out sheets where like cum just like mercury.
Yeah,
just,
mercury. And
yeah, and it comes together in a little glob and you just go and shove it off your bed and it turns like dust on your floor.
What do you
and a Roomba comes around and just vacuums it. And Roomba just goes. Then you blacklight it at
night. So like some type of adhesive or like some type of like your lube congeals with the jizz to make it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea too. To have your jizz. The lube is a good point.
The lube could have some type of chemical.
I'm still fucking cavemaning, dude.
What do you mean? Just turn it. Yeah, you still turn it on your side.
Yeah,
you still let it rip onto the shirt.
I'm more aqua play. I'm more of a shower man, pretty much.
You're an aqua play.
I'm more an aqua play.
You're in the aqua play,
you
dude.
Get the temp right. You get the temp right on the shower head, dude. If the shower head's hitting you, it's like, God, it's a beach, bro. That's a beach.
Your Corona.
I use a shower head. Life. And that's the other thing too. It's like you got to start low with the temp because you like acclimate to the warm temperature of the water. So you start chasing the dragon. You get into like a real hot temp, and you're like, bro, I've come too far. So you got to start low if you're going to try to
burn catch, play.
If you're going to try to catch the temperature of the shower to simulate
to match
beach,
a woman's mouth.
You're gonna acclimate to it.
You want 98.5.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're gonna get used to that. And you go, I need to feel that warmth again. So you keep heightening the temperature of the water little by little until you're just fucking boiling your bird, dude.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
No. You get
you
in
never
the shower.
Simulate a beach. You never simulate it. Use the temp of the shower while fapping in the shower.
Hold on. Do you have a shower head?
Yeah, I'm not using an attachable. I'm not a pervert. I'm not using it. I'm just standing under the water.
That seems worse.
Why?
I feel like a detachable is like direct, but you're gonna
shoot it up your butt. Yeah, but
obviously you shoot it up your butt, dude. That's not gay.
It's not at all, dude.
If you were jerking off and shooting it up your butt, that is gay.
No, I'm saying you got like something important to do. You get the detachable shower head. Just shoot it up your butt real quick, then head out the door.
Head out to start the day.
Yeah, that's normal. I'm saying the water's just falling on you, and you're fapping. Your back's to the water because then when you put if you're fapping into the water, it's you hear the pitter pattern. You can hear someone's
cursed you. Your brother hearing you jerking off has cursed you.
Do you know that though? If you're fapping in the water falls a certain way, and it's very noticeable. It's like water. You know what I'm talking about? The water accumulates. The water accumulates, and then it just goes. It sounds like you're just dropping buckets of water.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I don't jerk off in the shower.
Oh, brother. That might be the future.
I hate jerking off in the shower.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Love it, bro.
The water is too... It fucks my dick up. It's like having sex in water.
That's fucked up. I hear what you're saying on that. Yeah.
Present. you put your back to the water.
You do put your back to the water.
Back to the water. I've never even considered this.
You're being held from behind.
Dude. I was a lay down in the bath jerk off.
You can't jerk off in a bathtub. I swear it's impossible to come in a bathtub.
When I was a young man, back when I could fit in a tub. Now I'm like President Garfield or whoever that guy, Taft.
Yeah, I'm thinking when your balls heat up from the tub, you can't crumb. You can only stroke. I mean, prove me wrong, unless you've crumbed in the bathtub.
I mean, it's back when I was at my height of crumbing, I could crumb anywhere.
In the tub, though?
I crumbed in the tub. Not taking a bath, laying down in the shower.
Oh, you just lay down in an empty bathtub?
Yeah, I point the shower head as low as it goes, so it was just like on my feet.
Oh, that's different. I'm talking about being submerged, which, by the way, respect.
Because I'm not into aqua play. when the
you
water
just tickled your toes and fapped in the tub.
When my tootsies were getting wet.
I told you I got into historical play for a while, where I like went back just thousands of years into BC mode, where I'm like, I can go anywhere in my mind. Why am I staying in this time frame? And I went back to like ancient Egypt and fapped as a young prince. I was young prince.
You never told me this.
I never told you this?
No.
Yeah, I got into like fucking quantum time leaping. When I first got off the porn, I started like time traveling while fapping. I was a young prince, dude, with a servant girl, beautiful servant girl. And it wasn't even about me. I was just thinking about this situation that happened in like
servant
600
girl?
BC. Yeah, servant girl.
That's a little weird.
I hashed that out. I hashed that out. I was like,
Jeffersonian sex play.
Just a young, back then, before it was like a big deal. It was fucking sick to be
back
a servant.
Back when it was not a big deal.
The prince,
yeah.
If you're a servant girl to the prince, that was like awesome.
And what would you say to the servant girl?
I would say, oh, what are you doing? I was such a young prince.
Oh, you were a young prince and she
innocent,
was like.
Innocent, dude. Innocent.
Oh, so it was basically like stepmom play, which she was like, you need to be, you're under so much pressure.
Pretty much.
I need to release you, Mike.
Let me introduce you to the ways of the erotic delights. And I was going, but I'm just a young prince. Because so I'm trying to master all the hieroglyphs.
And then what would you say when you jizz? Would you say, whoa, what is this?
I instantly just jumped back to the present moment and went,
I have problems.
And ran into my bed wet and got scolded by my wife. I get into bed wet.
You're
dude, I get into bed.
You're into historical play.
Bro.
Lately.
Oh, this wasn't that long ago. This was in my, this was like maybe 5 months ago. I get into bed wet. I get into bed wet as hell, too. I love getting out of the shower. I don't like to fully dry off. I like to lay in bed wet. And my wife fucking hates it.
That's fucking crazy.
No, dude.
Jerking off to, in your mind, being an Egyptian prince and then getting in bed soaking wet is fucked up, dude. That's like, I hate it.
I get into bed wet.
You can't do that, dude.
I get into bed wet. I fucking buried the time capsule. I've never traveled back. Honestly, it's too good. It's too good, dude. I broke the time machine. You cannot do the time machine again. It's too good.
I might get the time machine
the time
going, dude.
So
that's
right.
A good call.
The time machine is so nice.
I see myself more as a French aristocrat.
I was just saying, dude. I was just about to say, dude. I was like, try out the Napoleonic era, bro.
Napoleonic, yeah.
Oh, French aristocrat would be nice.